7:38, KGWA, AM 960. A new day continues. Curtis Tucker, are you ready for a Monday buzz?
I'm ready. Are we on?
Oh, we are.
We're here? We're doing it?
Yeah.
I was just reading a little article here I was going to talk about.
Which article?
Well, about the Lady Gaga show.
Yeah.
So let's get it out of the way. Uh-huh. Did you watch Super Bowl?
I did.
The whole thing?
Most of it.
Well, no. There was no most of it. Did you watch OT?
I did. No, I picked it up. I was watching it in segments in the first half.
Okay.
And watching New England just get completely blown away. I mean, blown out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be one for the record books.
Oh, I think people dropped off and went and watched other things.
And then I perused the halftime, but at that point I took a shower. Okay, so I'm trying to say. I had to stop at some point because by the time the game's over, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
I heard about Lady Gaga's performance, was happy that it didn't turn political.
Exactly.
I was a little bit, and several of my Facebook and Twitter friends and stuff noticed the commercials. Those did not go unnoticed. There were a lot of political jabs during the commercials. There were a lot of political statements.
The hair one. There was a hair one that
hair one.
We're going to have bad.
Thought,
we're going to have bad hair for 4 years.
I actually thought that was funny.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. Supposedly, I read this before, like last week. Anheuser-Busch said they did not intend for their commercial to be any type of political statement. They'd already had that thing done like months ago.
See, I kind of missed some of the commercial. What I miss?
It was a journey of Mr. Bush making his way from Germany to the Americas and all the things he had to go through.
So immigration.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they said they swear they're like, no. We weren't intending. We were trying to display the hardship that our founders.
That's okay.
Anyway, back to the game.
So what? Real quick, what were the ones that were taking jabs? I guess I missed.
Well, just like the hair. I mean, it was
okay. Okay, just subtle. Okay.
I just had a couple of friends say, "Did you notice that we didn't have anything from Lady Gaga, but a lot of the sponsors were just." I don't know. Jabs might be a strong word to me. I thought it was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, like the hair one I thought was kind of funny.
I was laughing big time on the hair thing.
Yeah.
But halftime performance, technically and artistically, I guess right out of the ballpark.
Yeah, and here's one thing if you didn't quite notice. At the beginning of Gaga's show, she's up at the very freaking top
rafters.
She's in the rafters of the stadium.
Yeah.
And there's these stars behind her,
mm-hmm.
and they form little patterns, and they form the flag. That was actually 300 drones.
Yeah.
I mean, that was quite an accomplishment. That's the thing I thought was the coolest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So 300 drones did all those lights behind Gaga before she jumped. Man, I kept thinking, man, if this cable breaks, this is going to be the biggest news ever. But, man, I thought she rocked it. She no messages. She was patriotic at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anybody...
It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, if anybody can help bring and start mending the fences between right and left, it's going to be Lady Gaga. So hopefully maybe that's kind of a start. That's sad to say, but...
You know, why not?
I mean, why not? Somebody's got to start it.
If she's going to be big enough to do that and do it in the right way and do it in a classy way, don't have to. Thing is, I don't care what performers have. I don't care what they believe politically. I just want to be entertained.
Well, and that's what I thought was so cool. You know, she just entertained. She didn't. And her message was patriotism.
Did you notice nobody asked what Tom Brady's political affiliation is? Nobody cares about that. Why should we care about Lady
Well,
Gaga?
They kind of do because he's a friend of Trump. So
I know.
Some of the left is mad at him.
But let's talk about the game.
Okay, well, real quick.
Gosh.
Okay, the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Very cool. President George H.W. Bush, they wheeled him out there and he mm-hmm. did the coin toss.
Yep.
Barbara was, I believe, on a golf cart, just got out of the hospital. I mean, just a couple of days ago.
Thursday, I think.
Yeah, so
Thursday
I thought that was very cool. Very cool beginning. And then, okay, here's a couple of the historic facts.
Yeah.
They erased a 25-point deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is the fourth Super Bowl MVP title for Brady. Super Bowl 51. Biggest come-from-behind victory in Super Bowl history, first overtime in Super Bowl history, the record fifth Super Bowl win for Brady and Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And that's historic. I pretty much thought the game was over.
Honestly, I'm sitting there watching, and I'm not a football fan.
I wasn't even going to watch the darn thing.
I don't hate football, don't get me wrong, but I prefer watching the NBA and NASCAR. And for
and
me,
I like watching college.
I'll tell you what the Super Bowl means for me. 4 weeks to Daytona. That's all. It's like,
exactly.
Hey, well, the Super Bowl's over. It's NASCAR season. That's all. But last night, I got into the game and the historical significance of it. And I'm sitting there thinking, especially at the very end of the game, before overtime, I'm like, there is no way they're going to pull 2-point conversions in a row. There's no way they're going to pull that off. And I couldn't believe it. I was genuinely amazed at it. And I really thought Atlanta was going to win.
Oh, I did too. End of the third quarter,
yeah.
I was off doing I wasn't even paying attention. It was just something that was on.
On the other hand, I'm sitting there mindlessly watching it like a Super Bowl fan. It was weird. I'm just literally sitting there. My wife's looking at her stuff on her little computer and ignoring the game, and I'm sitting in there giggling, laughing, and cheering. She's like, "What?" And I'm like, "You had to see it, man. It was just crazy, some of the stuff."
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of it was the coin toss at the end where the ref looks at them. They come back in. They shake hands. And he goes, "Well, everything's back to zero. You each have 3 timeouts each. This is now sudden death. Whoever makes a touchdown, the game's over. And we begin with the coin toss." Why can I not say coin toss?
I don't know.
Anyway, one of the linemen for New England, I don't even know who it was, he's over at the side. And when the referee goes, "We got to start all over," he just rolls his eyes. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, you can see it's like, I just want to go home.
So I guess I've never really paid attention to overtime in the NFL. So basically it's whoever wins the coin toss.
Gets the ball,
and if they score, they win.
Whoever gets the first touchdown wins the
Not
game.
A field goal? Does it have to be a touchdown?
I don't. There's a rule there, and I don't know what the rule is, but it is a touchdown.
Okay.
And I think it's the same way in college ball, I think. I believe I've.
I think college. You each get to go.
Something.
You each get to go 25 yards, and
you're
if
right.
you score, then the next team get.
Yeah,
but
right.
in the NFL,
it's sudden death.
It's basically whoever scores, whoever wins the coin toss. Really,
so,
I mean,
yeah.
has the best chance of wow. So the Super Bowl was left up to a coin toss.
All I know is, and you only have to be aware of your headlines to get this joke. I woke up with a Tom Brady jersey on this morning, and I don't remember anything after.
Have
the
they not found it yet?
No.
Tom Brady. I mean, it was a madhouse, and everybody was following Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds of people, and somebody swiped his jersey.
Somebody got his jersey.
Somebody's got it. Somebody's sitting with his jersey this morning, going, "I got his jersey." It had to be a press guy, probably a photographer.
He said he couldn't find it in the locker room after the win.
I bet somebody just. Who knows?
He said, "I placed it in my." He told the equipment manager, "I put it in my locker."
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody
make it to
took
his locker?
It from
okay.
my locker. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty chilly. Then I thought maybe somebody took it off his shoulder or something during the mayhem.
He looks through his bags, and he told Robert Kraft, the owner. He said, "We probably ought to watch for it on eBay."
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, buy his jersey back.
Yeah.
Well, hey, a quick reminder, all of these you and I's radio shows here in the morning, I am putting those on buzzheadradio.com. And if you notice, I don't have all my equipment this morning.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I found a program that I can put on my computer.
So you're recording us.
I'm recording us at home, I hope, if everything goes right.
Well, I'm recording us if you can't.
Okay. So I'm recording us at home, and then so if you do happen to miss one or two or three or four of our shows during the week or the month, and you kind of wondered what we talked about, go to buzzheadradio.com, and also you can go to Buzzhead Radio on the TuneIn radio app and listen. It hasn't switched over to the new buzzheadradio.com yet, but should today. So you should be able to listen to the podcast on that app on your phone as well. So... they are specifying a date for the Willow construction beginning. February 13th will be the day that you will no longer be able to make it all the way down Willow from Cleveland to Oakwood. And I did go by Cleveland and Chestnut this morning, and they had not closed off the Chestnut going east from Cleveland yet, but that is supposed to be closed off this morning, a couple of weeks closure on that. So. And then Roop is still closed, the Roop bridge over the drainage ditch. So all kinds of construction going on in Enid.
So if you folks live in Northwest Enid, the best route is to go up north of town, hit I-35, go to Wichita, turn right. around, and flight, come back no. in from 412.
Take a flight from Wichita to Oklahoma City, come up I-35.
That's actually quicker.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you got to avoid the trains and stuff.
Getting kind of crazy out there.
Well, you got to give them this. In this construction, you won't have to worry about waiting on trains, because you're forced to go by the you're forced to go back to an underpass somewhere to get around it.
Well, now unless you live in Woodlands.
Well, no, but you could still go under the underpass. You go around it about way.
Once they close. Oh, here's a thought. Okay, no.
I don't know how you're going to get out of Woodlands. I don't know what the plan is.
See, here's the thing. I'm in Woodlands.
West, they're heading you west across the Willow Tracks, right?
Yeah, but if there's a train coming, I'm stuck.
Well, but you could go through Willow. You could go through Willow Lake.
Unless there's traffic backed up so far that I can't get around them.
That's when you do what some of the folks along that area do. They just take to the ditch.
Could be some ditch driving. So, yeah, that's not going to be fun.
No, it's not.
Okay, so.
But by fall of 2017, rather, you're going to have a big four-lane running through there. The traffic's going to be so much smoother.
And a trail right by my back fence.
Yeah. So
looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can't wait till it gets here. Hey, big stargazing event this month. Mark it on your calendar. It's coming up pretty quick, February 11th. Comet 45P Honda Mercus Pajarvawa vehicle. Something like that. Heading back to the outer solar system around the first half of February, it will reach its closest point to the Earth at only 7.7 million miles away.
Really?
Yep. It should be the February 11th should be the best time to catch sight of this icy comet, since its brightness may reach naked eye levels.
So, wait, 7 million miles?
7.7 million miles away. And we're going to be able to see it.
In astronomical terms, astronomical terms, that's like a near miss.
That's like, hey, woo.
Get out. That's one of those things.
Dodge that. Yeah. So anyway, February 11th, mark your calendars.
Awesome. So that's coming up. That's this weekend.
It's coming up. Right. It should appear as a tiny but distinct object in the western sky after sunset. So when you see that tiny dot and you're wondering, that's kind of unusual. I haven't seen that in a while. That's going to be it.
And so it'll be at its height on February 11th. Be the most brilliant.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think it'll.
I remember looking at other comets in the past, and you're like, okay, why is it not moving? It's just there.
Oh yeah, it just kind of sits there.
And it just sits there. It's not going to light. You're not going to see anything streaking across the sky.
No, it'll be like a little light.
Yeah.
And it'll be there for a couple of days before and a couple of days after. But I guess they're saying it reaches its closest point on the 11th.
And let's see what the weather's going to be doing. Actually, Friday night would be the best time, looks like.
Okay.
Fairly clear skies, partly cloudy Friday night, because Saturday night is going to be cloudy.
Cool. So get on enabuzz.com. I've got more stargazing information for all of 2017. We've got the eclipse coming up and all of that good stuff out there. Hey, lots of stuff going on with the Heritage Center's Brown Bag Lectures. We've got one this week, but real quick, just want to let everybody know that those fine folks at Field, Trojan, and Harvey are sponsoring now the Heritage Center's Brown Bag Lectures.
Awesome.
And so kudos to those guys for sponsoring them. And again, we do have one this week. It is
African American Heritage
Month. And so
Wednesday, right?
Yeah. And then the talk this week is about cowboys. Why don't I have it? African American cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get over there. It is this Wednesday. Take your lunch. It's free. It's in the Village Church at the Humphrey Heritage Village. February 8th at noon. Dr. Roger Hardaway, history professor from NWOSU in Alva, will be speaking on African American cowboys. So get over there and check that out. If you have not been to one of those, check it out. They say that they're growing, getting a little more popular. It's a free thing. It's a cool thing. It's a history lesson. Get over there and listen. So
there's, I tell you this, and I've not seen one of those yet. But
I haven't either.
There's nothing cooler than watching somebody, watching a professor who loves history, especially at the collegiate level, who loves history, tell you their passion.
Yeah.
Because it becomes, it's not a history lesson. It actually becomes a story. It becomes something you'll sit there and go, you'll, you know, one of those things where if you closed your eyes, you'd actually see the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, and you actually learn something.
Fun. Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of just somebody throwing facts and figures at yeah. you. So, hey, Patsy, always Patsy Cline is coming up. Gaslight Dinner,
yep.
Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I believe these are held at the Symphony Center.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. it's coming up February 17th through 18th and 24th through 25th. Again, it's a dinner theater. It's a musical. You have to get your tickets early. These do sell out. So get on gaslighttheater.org. And you can buy your tickets there, or you go by the box office there on Independence and get your tickets. But always Patsy Cline tells a true story of friendship that developed between Patsy Cline and, is that Luis mm-hmm. Seeger?
Yeah.
Her most devoted fan after a chance meeting. The unforgettable hits of country music star featured in this funny and touching tribute. I know several people in it. Mm-hmm. And so...
It's a two-person show. Christy, and then I can't remember I don't remember who plays her friend.
I don't either.
Oh my gosh, they were in here the other day, and they were telling me about it. And it's supposedly it's a really cool story.
Yeah, and there's actually a live band
yeah.
that plays the
yeah.
song, so she actually yeah. is going to be singing to live band.
And I guess the story is that this fan had showed up at a venue
is a true story.
This is a true story.
Okay.
And this fan Louise had showed up at a like a little bar or something. Where Patsy was coming in, and Louise and her family were there really early. So as Patsy and their band show up, Louise is standing there, and Patsy's like, "Who are you?" And she introduces herself, and that actually opens up a friendship that lasted for the rest of their lives.
Very cool.
They corresponded and called and wrote one another. And
that's very cool.
Long before Facebook friends and,
yeah.
and Facebook creepers, there were real-life creepers. And in this particular instance, it turned out to be a good story. So.
Yeah. Well, very yeah. cool. Yeah, so get your tickets to that. Again, that's one of the biggest events that Gaslight has. It helps them raise money to pay for things. And, again, the dinner theater is a big thing. It does sell out. So mm-hmm. if you want to get that, do not wait until the weekend before.
Yep.
Get your tickets. I'd go get them today. So I noticed you guys had a sign on your door. For the YWCA Project Cinderella,
yep.
if you guys have not heard about that, they are looking for donations of prom dresses. They are also looking for shoes, accessories, shawls, jewelry, purses. And what they're trying to do is build up a huge, warehouse full of prom dresses and
yeah.
stuff, basically for girls that can't afford it, mm-hmm. for families that are having a tough time. Prom season has become a big deal. I mean, some girls are spending hundreds of dollars on dresses. They're doing limos. They're doing dinners.
I think it would be the YWCA is on to something, and I think that, and I know other businesses have tried this before, but there's got to be a way to just do an exchange, going, look, you know, she wore it this one time. Now we're going to take it over here, and now you can wear that.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's not about being – I mean, I know they're helping out underprivileged folks, but, I mean, I'm a poor person. I had a boy, so I'm
yeah.
thankful I had a son. You've got girls.
I've got two girls, yeah. So. And luckily, one just went to winter formal
yeah.
this weekend and
yeah.
borrowed
yeah.
a dress from a girl that had bought it and only wore it once.
There you go.
And so, yeah, so we do need like a – prom dress exchange.
This
so
awesome.
Anyway, donate.
Yeah.
They've got 75 dresses so far. Again, this is a very cool deal. The goal is to build up enough inventory that they can grow this program in the coming years so the schools can rely on them basically every year. So help out those folks. Again, donate your prom dresses to the YWCA.
Awesome. Hey, did you know that today is Ronald Reagan Day?
I did know that.
Yeah. He was born on this date 106 years ago.
My favorite president of all time.
President, yeah.
I mean, I might have liked other ones. They just weren't in my lifetime.
I think, and I agree with you, I think it was about timing, too.
Yeah.
1980, we were kind of looking at the 20 years from the new millennia, and things were happening, and... It was that era when the Soviet Union was falling apart, the Cold War was going bye-bye, and to be honest with you, I truly, really, really felt, because I graduated from high school that year in 1980, I thought that maybe, just maybe, we would start seeing the idea of world peace.
Yeah?
I really did, and there's other reasons why I thought Reagan was a great president.
Yeah.
And I think it's the story behind it with Nancy Reagan essentially running the country for about a year toward the end of his second administration when he started having memory issues, how they just kind of kept it quiet and kept it rolling.
So. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one of the gals that lives here in Enid now was his nurse until, I think, until the day he died.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Gosh, why am I – my memory has just left me. So, anyway – so I bet she's got some.
Could insert a joke here, but I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, Okay. So anyway,
Enid Buzz.
Enid Buzz. Don't forget about Buzzhead Radio. If you miss a couple of our shows, get on there. Buzzhead Radio on the TuneIn Radio app, or just basically buzzheadradio.com.
All right. Bids for Bargains is launching right now. Log on to kgwanews.com. We talked about the items a minute ago, from fitness memberships to goodies for your Valentine. It's all ready to go at half price. 234-4230 is our phone number. And look out. Are you going to go run?
I'm going to go run. Ashley Herman was the
Ashley Herman.
Ashley Herman. Yeah.
Awesome.
I am going to go run in the fog.
Yeah, look out for Curtis Tucker in the fog. He'll be the one running.
Don't run over me, please. Turn your headlights on.
It's dense fog. It's dumber than regular fog. Be careful with it. I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.